Aircraft make loud sonic booms when they fly faster than the speed of sound. That thunderclap is one of the main reasons supersonic planes aren't used commercially today. Now, NASA is building a test plane to evaluate ways to reduce that boom. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
The supersonic test plane doesn't look all that different from a more conventional plane, except for a long, pointy nose.
Supersonic aircraft tend to be long and slender anyway. A low-boom supersonic aircraft is that to an extreme.
Peter Cohen manages NASA's commercial supersonic technology project. When he says low-boom, Cohen means low-sonic boom.
So instead of a bang, you just hear a thump.
Cohen says the bang comes because a supersonic plane creates shockwaves that converge as they reach the ground.
There's shockwaves from the nose of the aircraft, there's shockwaves from the canopy, the windshield, the wings.
By making small adjustments in the shape of the nose or canopy or wings, you can sort of smear out that shockwave so it has less of a punch. Aeronautical engineer Doug Hunsaker says you don't have to make dramatic adjustments.
Very small changes to the aircraft can have actually a very significant impact on the sound that you hear on the Earth.
Hunsaker is at Utah State University. He uses computers to estimate how these shockwaves move through the air. He says weather has a big impact on that movement.
In fact, humidity affects it a lot.
Hunsaker says his colleagues at Texas A&M University are testing metal alloys that would allow a plane to change shape in the air that would mitigate the sonic boom depending on changing weather conditions. The new plane is the first experimental jet NASA has built in more than a decade.
The thing that I'm most excited about, actually, is that NASA is moving back to this X-plane concept.
Bobby Braun is Dean of Engineering at the University of Colorado Boulder. He says experimental planes have been crucial to advancing aviation.
That wouldn't surprise me at all if, say, 10 years from now, that we're back flying supersonically.
NASA has signed a $247.5 million contract with Lockheed Martin to actually build the new X-plane. It expects delivery in 2021. Joe Palca, NPR News. Supersonic.